not entertain!
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Jeff, you are as clueless as our listeners.
Timmy? This is Paul's coffee. Are you guys?
Yeah.
Sit down, Jeff.
Yeah, it's Mr. Horton. Here's a who.
Mr. Horton. Here's a who. All right, Jeff, you weren't here in our
preamble.
But we'll fill you in as the listeners get filled in. Okay, here we go. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 234.
And it's Tuesday, May 15th, 2018.
Good cough.
Thanks.
Today we're going to cover a few different things. Layton said he has a great story to get to.
Such a great story.
Jeff was just at the barber here in Napanee, our lovely little town, at Hepler's, and he's going to give a little review of Hepler's Barbershop in Napanee. Spoiler, I heard him mention something about he wished he would have went to Great Clips. So, if that gives you... Or something close to that. Something close to that. Don't give me those eyes.
No, actually, I was the one who said that. But anyway, I said he should have gone to Great Clips.
I've got a frustration I'm going to share with you about technology, and hopefully it'll help you be less frustrating to your tech-loving friends and family members. And to get started, let's just start kind of where we ended last week's episode, which was with an extremely fun but also extremely long song as the outro. Got some positive feedback about about playing out the entire song, but I don't think it's the right thing to do.
Why?
Because at the closing of a podcast, it shouldn't be a 3-minute song to close it out.
You know what I think would be good, Ruben?
And especially the same song. It's going to get old and tiresome.
Then you just shut it off.
Exactly.
You know it's the end, you just shut it off.
No, you know what's annoying? It's going to stay in your feed unless you skip it forward to the end so that it gets deleted.
Yeah, that's why you have it set to skip forward by 30-second increments.
Yeah, you still have to hit it 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, it's easy.
I don't mind just letting music play
Other podcasts that I listen to do that.
Have a 3-minute outro song?
And I'm not sure it's three minutes. A solid 2.
Ruben, we need to differentiate ourselves from the other podcasts.
But clearly everyone else is doing that, according to Jeff.
Exactly. So we need to differentiate.
From ourselves?
And make it even longer than the longest outro podcasts.
We could have somebody come up with what do you call it? A remix.
A remix of the same?
The song.
I don't know how he could remix.
Can you Fiverr it?
It's already pretty remixed.
But I'm sure you can.
Can you Fiverr someone? Hey, remix this song so that it's a 10-hour outro.
Well, here's where I was going to go with this thing. I was going to suggest we'll just have the audio clip on our website, and whenever someone wants to, then go play it and listen to it. And they can even download it and play it.
But we're only allowed 10 downloads of that, according to our royalty-free agreement.
Did you actually read it?
I bought it.
You bought that track?
Yeah.
I thought are you sure?
Yes.
I was going to take credit for picking that track out because it is a great track.
I picked it out.
Are you sure?
I bought it from premiumbeat.com.
Premium Beat.
We paid $60 for that.
I wish I'd have a time machine because I could promise you.
That you picked it out?
Maybe you paid for it, but that I picked it out.
No, it was all me.
Oh my.
I scoured internet.
When did this happen? Was this... You guys didn't have the intro song right at the beginning of the show.
No.
It was a while.
We used to use...
Halfway through.
I think we used to use real music. But either way, interesting little side note. This song that we use for our intro and outro was also used by Menards in one of their commercials that I saw.
No way.
I've seen some... So, was it on YouTube?
Hulu.
Okay. All right, I think I might have seen the same thing. But we used it first.
We did.
Menards, you're such a copycat.
Yeah.
But this is not off topic. I think we should go straight to the feedback.
Okay.
Because it has something to do with our intro-outro music.
Well, are you talking about Jen?
No.
Okay. Well, Jen's feedback was she liked the song.
She likes the song, and she wants us to play it out.
To continue doing it.
Okay, and she's a really faithful fan.
She is a faithful, yes, listener.
Listener. I'm having issues.
Well, there was some other feedback. Mitch.
Yeah.
Coworker Mitch is not a fan of having the long song outro. And I agree with him, as you know if you were listening a few minutes ago.
What else did he say?
I think that was it.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
He said, we should. Do you want me to read it verbatim?
Yes, that's always the best way.
All right, this is Mitch's feedback.
You should take a sip of your coffee, Layton.
Okay. They gave me the moldy mug, the mug with the fungus in it.
Yeah, we were gonna review this moldy mug.
Let's not get off topic. Mitch says, "Hey guys, love the last episode. But I must agree with Wynn's clone about the music." Wynn's clone being Weston's brother. Or Wynn's clone being his brother Weston, who's his identical twin brother. It's too long and leaves you feeling like there is more to come. Also, the little Dutch village thing in Holland, Michigan is kind of cool. And that's where we went to...
the bachelor party.
The bachelor party. I was at it last summer, but it is geared toward the tourist with kids. It's one of those places that once you have been there, you don't need to go back.
But doesn't Mitch have kids?
He does. Apparently, they weren't along at that time. I don't know. And he also said, "Also, I just want to really commend Layton on the way he brags on his wife. He does it a lot. And really good job of letting us all know how much he loves her. He is setting a great example of how a husband should talk about his wife." I believe it or not, I did not pay Mitch to give us that feedback. He generated it on his own.
Did your wife pay you to praise her such?
No, she doesn't, because I told her that we can't budget for that. No, yeah, thank you for the feedback, Mitch. So there you have it.
Jen also said she loves the coffee tasting bit that we do. Mm. That's one of her favorite parts.
Oh, speaking of which.
Speaking of which, coffee.
Yeah, the coffee.
We talked about it last week, about how to pursue this, if to pursue it, and we're still unsure. We all like the idea, and the biggest pitfall.
Of what? Have we
the biggest pitfall is that it requires work.
Have we presented the full idea to the listeners?
No, we haven't presented the evolved idea.
The evolved idea.
The correct. Evolved idea. But not that it really matters that much, because it'll probably change again anyway.
It probably will. So let's not go into detail. But we're still considering doing some kind of a coffee subscription where, as we're drinking the coffee, you could have it in your home and you could be drinking the same coffee.
As us.
As we are. And you could also submit your thoughts on what you think about the coffee,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. As you can probably guess, that would take a lot of legwork, and with legwork comes
compensation.
Compensation, exactly. Yes. No work should go unpaid.
No, that's in the Bible.
Is it?
Well, I mean, more or less.
Okay,
more or less.
The principle is there. So yeah, we have a lot to consider. But give us your feedback. Should we make that a poll question?
How about we just poll questions? I feel it's too easy.
You brought up the point.
It's too easy to commit.
Yeah, to commit and then not actually end up going through with it.
Not put your money where your vote is.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna cost more than normal coffee will. That's just all there is to it.
That's all there is to it.
But it will be.
But you're
so much of a blessing to your life.
It's just the thing that makes it better than just a coffee subscription is that you're also getting an experience with it.
Yeah, it comes with an experience.
You know
what?
I just had an epiphany.
What?
We could simply piggyback off of a current coffee subscription service where it is random coffee being delivered.
But is it? Is there?
But do they give consistently? Yeah, like all the same coffee to everyone that subscribes.
You could.
At the exact same time.
I'm pretty sure. You can sign up for a random coffee, like, hey, what's the coffee of the week, or planet of the week, coffee of the month, maybe.
Okay.
Anyway, that's just a thought. And I know Main Street does have a coffee subscription, but I don't know if it's random like that, where there's that much different coffee.
Randomness. It doesn't have to be random.
No, but it needs to be different. It can't be the, same coffee for 3 months.
That's true.
I think if it was, if we were compensated for it, then I would be willing to put in the work of partnering with Main Street or some other local vendor.
Jeff, you are way too willing to commit to work.
Jeff, and you're, I would definitely, my preference would be to do it through Main Street because they've got lots of coffee. It's local and I love it. However, I don't think you're underestimating the amount of work that it's going to take on your part.
That's why we get them to do all the work.
Jeff, even on this podcast, you were late today. I had to do your job of getting the French press out and getting the grinds out.
Yeah. I was late because of the barber, so that's okay.
Okay, we're going to talk about the barber.
That was out of my control.
Are we finished talking about with the feedback?
I that's all the feedback that I've got. All
right. I'm done as well. Jeff, did you have any feedback?
Nope.
We've still got the story to get to, which Layton was bragging up. And then towards the end, we're going to talk about a little bit of
I almost died.
We're going to talk a little bit of a new, not really format, but things we're going to change a little bit here at the French Press headquarters. And
does it involve a new table?
No.
Well, not this in particular, but yes, a new table is coming. I'm sure of.
Just bought that.
But Jeff, why don't you tell us about your haircut experience and why you wish you would have went to Great Clips or something other than Hepler's, which is our local barber here in Napanee. Mm-hmm. Which, while you're chewing, Layton, I've never been to Hepler's. Have you been to Hepler's?
I have been to Hepler's.
I feel like everyone in Napanee, besides me, has been to Hepler's.
Well, I went there by accident.
What were you looking for? Accident? The bank, or what were you trying to do?
No, what happened was my dad made an appointment for me at the barbershop.
Uh-huh.
And so at that time, there was, what was it called? The Divine Salon or something like
uh-huh.
that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Divinity Salon.
Yes.
I forget what it was called, but it was right along that strip, kind of close to My Red Moon, mm-hmm. and right next to Hepler's. And I asked Dad, Dad told me, hey, I made a haircut appointment for you. I said, great. Where is it at? Well, you know, that place down on the strip, you know, right across from Hunter's.
The great big strip in Napanee.
Right. Along 19 there.
Of all six stores.
Yes. And so I was like, okay, great. He must be talking about that little barbershop. So I go in there into Hepler's, and they have an open seat for me. And I'm like, oh, good. They were saving my seat. I walk in there. I say, hey, come on in right here. Sit right down. They give me a haircut, and it was a very functional haircut. they do a consistent job that works.
Do they offer different styles, or is it this is a haircut and this is how it looks?
They do different styles, but they still kind of have their certain way that all the haircuts kind of end up being. Like, so if you want short hair, you know, on the sides and long hair on the top, they'll do that. But they just, I don't know, they have this consistency about it that is still.
That's weird.
It's not as varying as
Definitely not as varying as a salon.
Okay, here's the reason I don't.
Hold on, I understand a musician where you can tell that this sounds like Michael W. Smith, mm-hmm. or this sounds like Switchfoot, or whoever. You can hear it. Like, yeah, that sounds like them. Even a new song, often you can hear it. A barber, I would never have guessed or said it would be that way.
No, I'm not saying it's like that. It's more like,
can you look at
they're
someone,
consistently
Jeff?
Good?
Can you look at Layton and say, oh yeah. That was Hepler.
No. But I can say that they're consistently good. And when you come out of there, it's always a good haircut.
It's always a good haircut, and they will make you look like a man.
Yeah. The guys in there are super friendly.
You went in like a woman, or
I went in with longer hair. I wouldn't say that I looked feminine, but I would say I definitely looked more masculine than when I walked in.
Their haircuts are clean cut, good looking. They do a very good job at their haircuts. They spend a decent amount of time, which is why I'm late.
Because
there was like
no
five
nonsense.
People in line in front of me, or four people, whatever it
also,
was.
Also, one thing I really like is, don't they use a straight blade on the neck?
Yeah, on your neck. It's actually pretty cool.
That is...
Like they lather you up with hot shaving cream and then just like... Oh, so wow. It's a pretty cool experience, but it just takes so long. That's my pretty much only gripe.
And it is... I feel like it's almost like a relic in Napanee. It's one
it
of
is.
The oldest
it
things
is like...
that's still going, still original... And
hold on. I'm hearing a little bit of like a bup bup sound. Like someone's mic is being hit by something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. You just moved.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was me. Oh.
There's people that go there from like 20, 30 minutes. No, from way more than half an hour away just because they've always gone to Hepler's.
And it is like, it is the classic barbershop experience, as in people will come in there and just sit in there and talk.
That's funny.
Old guys just plop down in one of the waiting chairs and just talk to whoever's waiting to get a haircut.
That's funny because we were actually talking about Hepler's, Leighton, when we were talking about some things that a few tweaks to the podcast.
Mm.
And one thing we want to do is get some more local news. The happenings around
here we go.
Hepler's is where town gossip happens.
Hepler's
that's what Leighton
is
was
where
saying.
It happens.
So, did you happen upon any interesting gossip while you were in the barbershop?
No, but just had an interesting conversation with the guy. I mean, yeah,
your barber
it's
or
two
a
brothers.
Fellow...
It's two brothers that are barbers there, and like you don't
that's
have
why it's
a
called
certain
Hepler's, yeah. Not Hepler, because there's two of them. Reuben,
but yeah, I mean, we're talking about whatever. The rainstorm, hunting mushrooms, fishing, whatever. You know, just whatever comes up. It's pretty cool.
Chewing the fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With Jeffy.
That's right. but anyways, okay. Leighton, you mentioned going to Great Clips. Here's the reason I don't go to Great Clips.
Yeah, why do you hate Great Clips?
Because I have gone there. So the easiest one for me to go to is in Warsaw, and there's two in Warsaw, okay? Mm-hmm. The one by Walmart, I went there once.
Yeah, I've been there once as well.
Yeah, and I got there, it was super busy, so I put my name in, and they said, oh, you probably got half an hour, 40 minutes.
Who's got time for that?
And so I was like, okay, fine, I'm going to go
to
Walmart.
That's how long he waited. At Hepler's.
I'm going to go to Walmart because I didn't put my name in before.
I know, but I can't believe people would wait that long to get a haircut.
Well, people do.
Where do you go?
Well, I used to go to wherever I would be, and wherever time it was and I'd have a free moment, I'd go get a haircut. So
where?
Up in Elkhart, different places. Great Clips sometimes, sometimes in Napanee, never at
actually,
Hepler's.
There are salons in Walmarts.
I've never been to one of those.
There too.
I've been to one. It's all right.
But the last few times, I have gotten my hair cut by Carmen.
Ah.
And I'm glad because I get to do it at home, and it's not a special extra trip. It doesn't cost extra money.
Right.
Well, I used to cut my own hair even, but it was like, and it went pretty well.
Mm.
So I go to Great Clips. I put my name in, and they said, okay, you have a while to wait. And so I said, okay, I'll go shopping at Walmart, get some things that I need, and then come back. So I did. By the time I got through the checkout at Walmart and came back, it was probably half an hour. Get in there, and, oh, we called your name, so you'll just have to wait until this other person who came after you can go first, because you weren't here when we called your name. Anyways, that was their logic. I don't know. Anyways, I was already like, then I had to sit around for another 15 minutes at least.
Hold on, though. Did they put you at the very end of the line?
No, but they put me behind other people who were, like, ready to go, more or less.
So they were, what's that called when you're playing softball and you're on deck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were on deck, and so you had to go back in the dugout.
They were already
into
at
into the
that.
Pit. I had to go in the pit. Anyways, so I finally get to get my hair cut. And I, like, sit in a chair and tell the lady how I wanted it. And she was, like, super nice, cut my hair, and I just hated how it looked. Like, it was terrible. It was legitimately a terrible haircut. And I actually went home and trimmed it up myself because it bothered me so much. Like, it was that bad. And so I said, okay.
She was a bad apple. Because I've been to Great Clips probably 4 times.
Okay.
And I've had good.
So I said, I'm not going there again because it takes so long and because they give terrible haircuts. So the next time I went to the one in Warsaw by Big R. Great experience there. There was nobody waiting. I walked right in, sat down, and I had put my name in before with the app. And the lady gave me an awesome haircut. I really enjoyed it, and it was good. Then, the next time I went to that same one again,
Big
and
R.
lo and behold, I realized halfway through my haircut that it is the first lady that was over by Walmart that's giving me the haircut. And lo and behold, she did a terrible job again. And so, that is why I don't go to Great Clips anymore.
Just stop going to the one where they rotate the employee with her.
Those are the only two. Those are the only two.
Go to Goshen. Goshen is
who wants to go all the way over to Goshen? So I figured I might as well, if I'm going to be spending half an hour to drive somewhere and then get a haircut and then half an hour to drive back, that's like an hour and a half. So I might as well just go to Hepler's, which is right here in town, and sit there for an hour and a half.
And get a better haircut.
And get the whole barber shop experience.
All right, well, we expect some gossip next time you get your haircut.
Yeah.
So keep the gossip happens during the day, not when they're about to close.
We should call that segment Clips of Gossip with Jeffy.
Clips of Gossip.
So every 3 months, how often do you cut your hair, Jeff?
5 weeks,
five
maybe.
Weeks. Or we could call it splitting hairs.
I used to always get really a decently short haircut and then not get a haircut for 3 or 4 months. I don't enjoy haircuts.
I'm pretty sure that pattern is going to be broken.
Oh, it's already been broken. I've gotten 2 haircuts in the last, I think, 4 weeks now.
Good land!
I mean, they're just like little trims here and there. And that's not going to be maintained.
I don't like my hair to be super short, but like this is about how I like it. But then when it gets to be about twice as long, it just gets unmanageable, and it's like, I hate it. It just annoys me.
My hair is less manageable when it's short. My hair is more manageable when it's a little bit longer, because I've got a Schleck on my right front side and then one in the back here that I like to make a...
A Schleck.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Cowlick.
Not everyone is able to speak Pennsylvania Dutch that listens to this podcast, Ruben.
A cowlick.
Okay.
Tis a cowlick.
No, that would be a kuschleck.
Kuschleck.
No, it's called a schleck.
That's in just Dutch. Lick.
All right.
Yeah, so Jeff, but it's different.
Even though...
I have some loffy coffee here.
Even though you had to wait in line, would you still give 2 thumbs up?
Yeah. It was a good experience.
Or a thumb and a half.
I would maybe next time... I'm considering maybe going somewhere where I can actually make an appointment and be there on time and get in and get out, kind of.
How about you offer or suggest that they allow people to make appointments?
I don't think they would.
They would lose their gossip. They're very much a walk.
But they're super busy. They're super busy with just walk-ins. Why would you change your business model if it works?
Because you are conveniencing your customers?
No, money talks the loudest.
And so, because if you have an empty chair, you're holding an empty chair for 20 minutes because the person didn't show up on time, or you don't want to start somebody else's haircut, then
they
you're
just
losing
do,
money.
Then they just do what Great Clips did to you, and they just let the next person go.
Yeah. I think they're doing just fine. And I think that's the
reason. They're losing you as a customer, Jeff.
They're losing me as a customer, but they were still... When I walked out, they were still cutting somebody's hair.
My point is...
And it was an hour after they closed.
My point is, if you want to keep on going there, and you like your haircuts, then if you would make a suggestion, which they probably wouldn't follow, I'm sure they won't if they're old school, but you could at least suggest that, hey, I like you guys, but I'm not going to keep coming here if I can't make an appointment because I don't like waiting for half an hour.
And they'll say, see you, because you've only been here twice.
And then you'll say, all right, goodbye.
I do agree with Jeff. I think they would lose a lot more people by going to a reserve business model.
I could see them.
No, because no one has to use it. It's only people who want to.
Yeah, but then you have the conflict of a scheduled versus non-scheduled, scheduled versus walk-ins. And the people that get walk-ins are mad, and the people that are scheduled aren't really, I mean, yeah, they'll appreciate it, but the very few people that actually do, relatively few people, not very few, relatively few people that actually do schedule an appointment will, yeah, they won't make up enough of their customer base to make it worth it, I think. All right. Anyways.
Well, unfortunately, we'll never know. I want to talk about something that frustrates me.
What frustrates? Is it Heblers?
No.
Oh.
It's when it's people.
What?
Yeah. People are frustrating when they don't properly use mentions. You can mention, you know, on Facebook, on Twitter, and you can also mention on GroupMe. And not all mentions are created equal. And so you need to know how to use a proper mention.
How do you mention something?
You at and then start typing in their name.
Oh.
On Facebook, you can at, start typing in Layton's name, for example, Layton.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'll pop up and I can either hit tab or maybe it's enter or use the mouse and select Layton Yoder. And then you can backspace once so it's just Layton's first name. And the mention still works.
Wow.
However, GroupMe does not work that way.
Mm-hmm.
And when you mention someone's name on GroupMe, and if they have their full name in there, so for example, my name, Ruben Hostetler, and then you go on backspace to just Ruben.
Then it doesn't.
Not only does the mention not work, it also bolds the entire rest of your message.
Why? What? That's random.
You didn't know that? I've seen it probably 5 or 6 times in different chats, and it's just annoying.
Random side note, voice dictation on Google for chats also does the at thing. So if I say at Ruben Hostetler, it'll actually put the at symbol and put your name in there.
For no, what was that again?
Like on GroupMe for Google voice to text, basically.
Wow.
It actually works really
impressive.
Well. Yeah.
So there's my little frustration. Know how to mention properly.
Mm-hmm. On Google Plus, you put plus. And also in Gmail, if somebody has a Google Plus profile and you say plus Ruben Hostetler, then it will link straight to their Google Plus profile.
That's cool.
Not that anybody uses Google Plus, but that's beside the point.
Okay, that was all. That was my only frustration.
That's interesting, though, that you mentioned mentions. Because I went to a John B. Christ comedy performance.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy show performed by John B. Christ.
Who?
John B. Christ.
Oh.
He's all over Facebook, Ruben. Haven't you seen his funny videos? Like Christian Girl Instagram or Christian Uber or I think there's a Christian Alexa video.
Oh yeah,
I didn't see that one until we were sitting there for the performance to start.
I hadn't seen Christian Uber either.
Yeah, and I actually didn't catch like everything that's in it, but it sounded funny.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the few little tidbits that I did catch. There were two old ladies sitting next to me, and they were like, I don't think they get out much because they were like acting like this is the craziest thing that they've done ever. Like, gonna go see a comedy show. This is nuts. And then they like, this old lady, she like nudges me and says, "Hey, I don't know how you millennials do it, but you take these really, really great selfies and I can't do it. I can't figure it out. So would you take a picture of us?" And so I take a picture of these two old ladies. And then she tries to post it on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And she posted it on Facebook fine.
Oh.
As far as, like, attaching the photo to the post and everything. And then she said, when you mention someone in a post, you can usually it'll just say, like, or if you tag someone in a photo and then post that photo onto Facebook, it'll say, like, whatever caption you give it, like, having a great day, and then it'll also say dash with mm-hmm. whoever's in the photo.
Yeah.
She was going to say, like, having a great day at the show with, and then she was going to just write out the name of the person, and then they weren't actually going to be tagged in the photo.
And she wasn't, was she going to mention them?
Well, she wanted to. She wanted the with so-and-so to show up in the post.
Yeah.
So because she that's knew, how Because
she was
looks.
Copying. So she was copying the format that she had seen.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so she said, like, how do I get the width to show up? Or like, and she already had it all typed out in the caption of the photo. And I said, no, you can erase that. Like, so erase her name? Well, yeah, and also width. I'm like, well, how are you going to get to show up then? Well, you tag her in the photo. Like, well, how do I tag someone? And it's like, well, you can hit the person plus button and then just put tap on the face of the person. Oh, it was just like, wow. And then once it was all said and done, they acted like, oh, my goodness. You just blew my
possibilities are endless.
What are they going to come up with next? Google Duplex? Are they going to be able to use artificial intelligence to schedule my next haircut appointment? Will they? I don't know. Jeff, do you know?
They actually did.
What? That's a good segue.
Have you guys? Well, anyway,
are we going to talk about Google Duplex?
We don't need to, but we can because it's pretty cool.
Let's talk about it briefly because the people who know about it probably already know all they need to know about it. So just very, very briefly.
Okay.
Well,
Jeff, what is Google Duplex?
Basically, Google Duplex, I'm trying to find a quick link here to it. But it's a extension, a upcoming extension to Google's personal assistant. And it has the ability to call somebody and schedule appointments for you.
So
or make a reservation at a restaurant or whatever, and it's a computer calling whatever business it is, and it sounds exactly like a person.
So for
example, responds so intelligently like a person.
I have a clip of it.
Okay.
Of the conversation going on.
And you would use this maybe for hecklers.
Basically, if you're super nerdy and you know what the Turing test is, Google Duplex beat the Turing test.
And basically, you would use this maybe for hecklers who doesn't have an app or a website where you can schedule an appointment.
Well, you still could use it with hecklers.
I know. But if they would take call-in reservations, you could use...
Lots of salons would have call-in reservations.
All right, go ahead and play it.
And this would work. All right, so this is a conversation between a real lady and the artificial intelligent person... Google Duplex making an appointment for someone.
Mm-hmm.
I can barely hear it. Can you move it closer to the other side?
Sure. What time are you looking for around? At 12 p.m. We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15. Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.? Depending on what service she would like, what service is she looking for? Just a woman's haircut for now? Okay, we have a 10 o'clock. 10 a.m. is fine. Okay, what's her first name? The first name is Lisa. Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd. Okay, great. Thanks. Great. Have a great day. Bye.
All right, actually, I did want to talk a little bit about this. Some people were outraged that, this is wrong. Like, Google should not be allowed to have this duplex system that will act like it's a person, even though it's not a person.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because of the backlash, Google said that they would program it so that it would always say, hey, this is an automated voice. This is not an actual person.
Because people want to know when they're talking to a computer.
No. Why is that an issue?
But
why do people care?
I don't know why it matters.
No, I agree.
Why does it matter?
Talking to a person, I agree, it doesn't matter. I don't have to know. Although I do like to know, if I am talking to an automated thing, when it's like a stupid telemarketer thing.
Like, for sure.
The stupid resorts rewards program.
Oh,
and they always use local numbers.
And they have their recordings timed so perfectly that you can carry on a conversation with the recording because it anticipates, whoever recorded it has anticipated all the questions you will ask, like at least right initially.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so dumb.
It is annoying. But okay, But one thing that I do have a problem with this whole Google Duplex thing, if they don't, if they aren't like transparent about what is going on, you know that at least for the first couple years that Duplex is going on, that they're using this service, Google has to record it.
Mm-hmm.
So
to
that
make it, to make it better,
if someone uses Google Duplex and like says, hey, make me an appointment for whatever day at whatever time,
mm-hmm.
and then let's say they get it wrong and it doesn't quite go as planned, they either miss their appointment or they show up at the when the appointment was supposed to be and like, hey, we have no record of you calling or ever making an appointment, then that person would call Google and be like, hey, your Duplex didn't work. What happened? And then Google would go in and like, okay, well, we have that recorded. Let's see what actually – how the conversation went. I do have a problem with people not telling me that my conversation is being recorded over the phone.
Yeah,
I agree with you on the person using it. So if Jeff uses it, yes, Jeff should know if Google is going to record it. But if Google Assistant is calling a business – I wouldn't have a problem with it being recorded then.
I just feel like,
and I think it's the law that they, if it is being recorded, you have to say it's being recorded.
I think so.
No, but
personally, I wouldn't have a problem.
What
with
they're
it.
Actually doing, what they said that they're actually doing, I read their blog post on it, mm-hmm. and they said that they will actually have a person monitoring it live when it's for the first while and training it as you know on the fly because they use machine learning, is what it's called to help train it, and so they will feed appropriate responses into it or approve responses before they're actually voiced to the person. But some of the clips that they have, like literally the computer understands the person they're talking to better than I would.
Oh, I agree. I listened and, like, to a few different ones.
Yeah, like completely. The one they called this Japanese restaurant, and it was super difficult to understand, and the computer responded perfectly every time. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that's Google Duplex. Computers are taking over the world,
mm-hmm.
and they're scheduling your haircuts. Be afraid.
Layton, you've still got a story for us,
right? I do have a story.
I feel like we should talk a little bit more, or at least give I want to give a testimonial about the John B. Chris concert.
Oh, okay.
Was your story about that?
No.
Okay, well, you touched on it a little bit. And I think John B. Chris is funny. I follow him on Instagram and probably watch a quarter or a third of his stories. I think he was a funny guy. His comedy show far exceeded my expectation.
What?
Yes. It was I was crying at one point during it. That's how much I was laughing.
Was that how sad the you were laughing. It were tears of joy.
There were tears of joy. You should definitely go. If you at all think he's funny on Instagram or Facebook, his videos, definitely go watch him. He does – one thing that I loved was how much he interacted with the people in the crowd.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was going to do that. That was excellent. It made it fun, made it personable, made it feel unique.
I heard Darren got pretty involved in it at one point.
He did. He made the joke of the night.
In John B. Chris' own words.
Yes. He made the joke that everyone laughed the hardest at. Way to go, Darren.
I figured that a lot of his jokes would be kind of – I don't know, just kind of your generic Christian jokes, but...
What does a generic Christian joke
Well, the bit about
sound like?
The Beauty and the Beast, Christians having a problem with the new Beauty and the Beast because the one character is gay, and then he asks, well, I mean, you had a problem with that, but you didn't have a problem with the girl having a romantic relationship with an animal?
Oh, with the Beast.
That, you know, that's your...
Oh, Chris, you slay me.
So, but it wasn't that. It was so much of it was geared and making fun of the Mennonites and Warsaw, which is where the concert was at. It was great.
Yeah. And it's like, we're all thinking it.
Anyway, tell your story.
All right. My story, I almost died. Reuben. My wife, she has lofty ambitions.
Okay, you almost died.
Yeah. Or I almost lost a leg. Let's put it that way.
Lost a leg?
Yeah.
This sounds worse. Was this by accident, or did this come back to the burglar living in your house?
No, this is by accident. Or, it very much could have been avoided, but because of my lack of experience, I didn't know what I was doing.
Okay.
And I should have been warned. I should have definitely been warned.
Forewarned.
Forewarned. My wife wants a garden. And me being a good husband, I decided, you know what? I'm going to get my wife a garden. So I call up your brother, Ruben. I call up your brother, Theodore, and I say, hey, can I borrow your tiller? And he's like, well, sure, I'm going up to Napanee anyway. Totally. And so within an hour, he brings up his tiller.
That's funny.
And this thing is of a good size. It's a Troy-built
decent tiller. Sized tiller.
Troy-built tiller? Really?
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
And it's kind of rustic looking, but it is very much a hardy tiller. All right? It's of a good size, and there's quite a bit of power in this thing. And Theodore just shows me very briefly, because he has to leave, he shows me very briefly, like, okay, this is what you use to make it go forward and make the blade start spinning. And also, there's a guard that you can raise and lower. And I misunderstood his instructions on how to use the guard so that it doesn't go too deep.
Oh, right.
I thought by raising this lever all the way up, I was making so that they wouldn't go, the blades wouldn't go as deep. As in, like, I thought I was almost like raising the blades, okay. Sort of thing.
Right.
Rather, I was raising the guard.
Which would let it go down any deeper.
Exactly. So from the get-go, I was trying to till new soil, hardened topsoil.
Was there grass in it?
With grass. At the deepest setting possible. And boy, did I not know what I was doing. And so the very first time that those blades touched the ground, it like took off on me. There were rubber sleeves on the handles. The one popped off.
Hold on. Okay, I thought this was on a tractor.
No. This is like a walk-behind tiller.
Okay. This is my parents' old walk-behind tiller.
Yes.
Okay.
And we had no idea.
This is so funny because I know exactly what you mean where it just wants to get away from you.
Oh, yeah.
Especially on hard ground.
And it starts pulling you.
We have one like that, too.
And then it starts pulling you, and then you have to, like, catch up to it, kind of, and then get under it. And push up on the handles so that the blades stop touching the ground.
And even then, it's still the wheels are still propelled.
Yes.
So it's still going to keep on moving, just not nearly as fast.
Correct. And it's so bad. Like, well, there were several times that my feet almost got underneath the blades. It's a good thing. I was wearing my steel-toed shoes.
Otherwise, you'd be Stavi.
For work. Yeah. I almost became, instead of Leighton, I would have been known as, like, Sir Limps-a-Lot Leighton.
Sir Limps-a-Lot.
Or Tolus Leighton, or, I don't know, Bear Shins. I don't... And my wife, she saw that I was struggling, and so she decided to help me, and I didn't think of checking the guard. I thought, I have the guard set all the way up, or, like, it's not going to get any easier. I just have to learn how to handle this thing. So I didn't... I did manage to get the whole thing tilled and really nice looking.
Oh, it looks nice now. I saw the
It wasn't product. Until I was pretty much done and I wanted to go lower with the blades that I realized it's already at the lowest.
It's already at the lowest.
So, and that's how I realized that I had it backwards in my mind. But my wife, she tried to help me. And... because she saw that it wasn't working. It was going nuts. And so we decided to double our weight by having her on one handle and me on another. And it took both of us
to
keep that thing from going nuts and, like, getting away from us. And we were still struggling. And while we were doing that, the neighbor lady across the street, who doesn't manage to miss a beat, she always manages... to somehow see everything that we do. She sees everything. It's so weird.
And is this the lady you've talked about before? Yes. That is always watching. Like, how does she even see your garden? Because your garden is behind your house, and she lives across the street.
She lives across the street, and there just happens to see to be a narrow line of sight from her front door to our backyard. You can barely see our backyard, but we just happen to be in just the perfect position, and she happened to be just in the right position where she stopped and looked and sees her two neighbors trying to cut off their shins. And what does she do? She gets out her phone. And I don't know if she was recording, but she definitely did have phone in hand. And she might have...
Okay, Layton, you need to go to her and ask her if she videoed it and ask her to send it to us.
I already have a video.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
I have grade A content. I have a video of me tilling for the first time ever.
So bad. You did not oversell this story.
No.
I didn't.
I can't wait to watch it.
It's so
this
bad.
The tiller blades, like, propelling the tiller forward. Like, we actually used to use that to our advantage when we were kids because we have a fairly large backyard. And to take the tiller all the way across the backyard under its own power, like just with how fast the wheels go, it's really slow.
Yeah.
And pushing it's kind of hard, you know. So we put it in neutral and turn the tiller blades on and just let it go. And it flies. It hauls down the yard.
But doesn't that tear up the yard a little
bit? No, it's just like it kind of like rolls across it. It gouges it a little bit, but it doesn't do anything.
Okay. It'll grow back.
Yeah, it'll grow back.
But yeah...
Well, where will people be able to watch this video? Or you can post it on Instagram, Facebook.
I could post it on the Instas.
Okay.
The sure. Instas.
And if it's not too difficult, we'll put it on the website as well.
It might be too difficult.
If it's not too difficult. That's a good clarifier.
But yeah, we did get the garden tilled through my sweat and Carrie's tears. Because there were several... She was so scared that I was going to just cut my feet right off. We did till the garden up, and she did plant some lettuce, some tomatoes, some potatoes, some corn, some peas.
Wow, so you got a whole bunch of stuff.
And some radishes. It's about a 20 by 20 garden. And so we will see what happens. Also, we started landscaping. That's a whole other story. I can't get into that. Ay, ay, ay. Japanese maples, let me tell you.
Japanese maples.
Well, maybe we'll hear more about it next week.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else. I know we want to talk
We haven't done the coffee yet.
Oh, you're right. Let's do the coffee, and then we'll talk about...
We've already reviewed this kind of coffee.
We have, but nobody knows what it is. But the story is that...
It's a good flavor.
It's good.
I didn't have time to get coffee on the way, and I had none pre-prepared like I do sometimes. Sometimes I bring ground coffee with me to work even in the morning just so that I can have it for the podcast, but today I didn't. And so this is, again, stolen coffee.
We need to do a comparison of the work coffee and any...
Yes.
And
we only have a couple of weeks left.
Are we about to throw that thing out?
Because that thing's about ready to disappear.
Could we please take a bat to that thing?
Oh, I want to really bad.
We should just drop it out of the window.
I want to... My one printer that I know doesn't work anymore, I want to drop that out the window, but I don't want to clean it up afterwards.
Yeah, well, we can maybe move a dumpster over.
But I want it to shatter on the concrete. Maybe if we put a dumpster right there.
The dumpster.
Maybe if we put the dumpster right there and then just quick pick up the pieces.
I'm not going to help you pick it up. It's going to explode into 1,000 tiny pieces.
Yeah. Ruben, even for French press.
Even
content.
For the French press. We should slow-mo that. It would look pretty cool.
It would. We could get two angles.
Yeah.
Three if Jeff would have an iPhone.
Wait. I can slow-mo it too.
Okay.
All right. So the coffee, I think it is just... Tim Hortons coffee, right?
I don't even know. I didn't get it.
Layton got it.
Layton. I assume it's the Tim Hortons
it's coffee.
It's good coffee.
It's ground too finely, and it tastes a little muddy.
Mm-hmm. But I'm surprised how well medium grind coffee actually works with the French press. Because I thought it just wouldn't work. But it actually did all right.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise.
So is that what it was?
Yeah, it was. Timmy. Tim Horton, here's a who. All
right. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time, but some things we wanted to talk about that Lane and I were talking about before we recorded. And Jeff, you need to stop making so much racket. You don't have earbuds in, so you can't hear, but I can hear everything.
Yep.
And the listeners can too.
Boy. Yeah, let's quickly wrap this up before Ruben explodes.
Ruben's going to go nuts here.
Oh, boy. Ruben, you sound like you just got like a haircut from Heppler's or something.
Oh. And now things are beeping and chiming. Anyway.
Well, that was both of you guys, so well, I take no blame for that. That is
true. And in case listeners do wonder, we do like Jeff. We give him a lot of grief, but it's all done in good...
It's in jest.
It's in jest.
It's yeah. Just an extension of what the guys is, even though I'm not allowed to be on the group. Do you know the only function of the guys is to sit around and criticize each other? That's what we did all weekend long at the bachelor party.
Not quite.
Well, most of the weekend long.
There was some credit given of effort. I feel like I was given quite a bit of credit.
Yeah. Your wife was given a lot of credit with the burgers and the food.
So, but I think the amount of, making fun of each other outweighed the amount that actually was praised. But we as the guys have just learned to.
It's just how it works.
It's just how it is.
Anyway, some things Late Night we're talking about before, and Jeff, I think you'll like this idea and agree with it. We're going to try to be more topical with the podcast. We'll still have the stories, but we want to have something that all three of us are going to dive into and dig into.
Like a theme? A weekly theme?
Not a theme as much as a topic.
Okay.
And then we're all going to, and it'll be different. It'll be a huge variety of things. Maybe some days it will be something like Google's new voice assistant, and maybe some of our thoughts on ramifications. But it could be something in history. It could be almost anything. But we want to be more intentional and topical. We want to have
more of a point.
Yeah.
Cool.
And we'll still always have, if there's funny stories from Layton, if there's interesting nerd information from Jeff, we'll still continue to do those things, but we want to... Well, yeah, I think I already explained it. Let's not beat a dead horse.
Also, maybe... people like to know of local things that happen local in happening. Napa News.
Yeah.
Napa News.
So we used to have world news, and now it's going to be, more local.
We want to try to get Napa News.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jeff, we've decided that we need you to go... Instead of your 4 to 5 week haircut,
get a haircut once a week.
We need it every week, and I think you could do it Saturday mornings, because I feel like that is when the juiciest gossip would
that
be.
That would be it. It would also be the longest wait ever.
Perfect. You have more time to talk.
I think we should go on a rotation.
My future wife is going to be giving me haircuts.
My current wife is going to be giving me haircuts. Jeff, we know that you're not married. You have no excuse. Go on Saturdays. This is the French Press.
So I think that covers everything. If you guys have any thoughts on any of the things we discussed, let us know what you think. You can email us, mail@frenchpresspodcast.com, or you can message us on Facebook.
Which is super easy.
Facebook is the easiest thing and the thing that we all get and check the most.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
After all that, what is the point?
The point is, Ruben, Jeff needs to get a weekly haircut. Point number two. Maybe a coffee subscription is in the works. Point number three, Ruben doesn't like to work out his legs.
Where did that come from?
Well, he doesn't like to do leg work. Point number three, both Jeff and Ruben don't like to pick up printer scraps after throwing them out the window. And point number four.
Are you volunteering to pick them all up?
No, I'm just pointing it out.
Okay.
And point number four, the PWI coffee maker is about to leave us. Yeah. R.I.P. coffee maker.
And is there any word of the week to leave with the listener?
Word of the week, I think, has to be Tiller.